Hey, what's up, everybody? It has been a while since I have gave you an update on this podcast, but I will be honest and say I apologize that I have not been delivering weekly episodes or consistent at doing so, but I have been consistent in getting the entire reason that we even have this up done. So I'm going to give you updates as to what's been happening with P4P Universe now, and all that comes with it with the books and such. Okay, those of you who have been sticking along this journey, you know it's been about me. I created board games, and then I started writing stories, and I'm like, I'm going to release this book, and I'm going to release all this stuff, but I got to make sure I pick one. Boom, the one book that must be the key is done. That one book is out of my hands. That one book, it's finished, and it's a beautiful thing that the process is taking so long. Beta readers, oh my gosh, all that jazz. And fast forward, there's one little hiccup, and I like to be honest along the way because I don't want people just to hear what the world likes to display on social media, which is only the good things. And for anybody else who's going through this process with the book or anything that you're creating, you're hearing my honesty that, hey, these are some of the things that's going to happen. These are some of the changes. And our final, say final right now, hiccup that seems to be right now is my book cover. So I've created the art for it, but we're making sure it's the right pixelation, no copyright issues, all that jazz, and it's a little process. Every step is a process. This is something that's gonna be out in the world forever, that will outlast me, and I love that so much, so we gotta make sure we get it right. But in the meantime, I have kept myself busy, as you know, still writing other stories, and there's other stories I'm writing, yes, are just corrections to the sequels of this book, as I have already written part 2 and part 3 and part 4. Now so I'm making little edits and changes because as I continue to write, I've grown so much as how I write. So again, I just keep exercising and getting stuff done. The newest thing addition to all of this happened through my art shows. As you know, I've been attending those. I'm at 7 art shows now where I've taken my cover arts, not to sell, but just to share with people the story of my book. That's how I've been marketing, is putting myself out there in that way. And I did end up going to University of Texas, and I joined the Comic Study Society there. I got to join their event in the art gallery and talk to so many comic book artists and writers about how they go about that creative space. And at the end of the day, whether it be comic book writing, short story, novel, fiction, all this jazz, it's all in a creative writing space, and they taught me so much. So much so that I created my own comic book character. I created my own comic book character. And it's a 32-page comic. And it's called Mr. SideQuest and His Main Missions Through Reality. It is about a character who ventures through the untamed realms of the comics in search of himself and the lessons that his liberator has left behind. It is a very adventurous, satirical, and courageous journey that has a bit of insight involved as well. And I've been blessed to have professional writers and fans alike give me reviews on this. And I will add that it is now published. Yes, yes, the comic is published. How crazy is that? The very first thing that I've gotten published is a comic that I made about a month ago. That is the very first thing. It is so wild. And that's how this works. And I truly believe it's a God thing, because my ability to do that in a month has not been just me working on that for a month per se. My work over the course of these 3 years with writing in general and creating all that art has garnered me the skill to do so in the way that I have, and the added influence and inspiration and energy that everybody around me has given with those comic book artists that I met, that just basically sealed the deal and was like, hey, now it's time. I'm just grateful. I'm so grateful. Yeah, that's my first thing that's published, and I haven't celebrated, but I feel like we need to celebrate all our accomplishments. So I'm still figuring out how am I gonna do that, because it's out in the world now, and people are already responding to it, and they like it, which is really cool. I will lastly say that it will be available on Amazon, and paperback will be available as well. And I have an upcoming art show in Austin where I'll be a vendor, so I'll be selling items. I'll have prints, stickers, giveaways, and I won't be displaying a ton of art. So I will keep you updated as to what will happen next. But to everyone who's been watching this entire lifestyle happen, I'm grateful for you. To everyone who has been watching and speaking to me, and giving me energy when I might be on my knees and you don't even know it, but you've helped me to get up and keep moving forward, thank you, and I love you. And to everybody who has joined into this, that has joined on this ship, who's jumped in and are now here to support, let me know that you're with me. And whether I met you at an art show, coffee shop, on IG, Facebook, anywhere, you got to sign the art, I love you and thank you so much. Because y'all, you new people I'm meeting as well, y'all are reminders of the beautiful world that is out there. And I think we need to continue to remember that, and expanding the space of love which we have for ourselves and others. All right, y'all. All right, that's I said a lot, and I hope you all have a beautiful day, inside first and out. What that means is internally, make sure you hone in on that, and then externally, hone in on that. Okay, all right, love y'all, and till next time, peace.